Good afternoon. The regional news presented by Kelly Aben. In the headlines, content creators in the littoral region have emphasized that content published on the various social media handles should revolve around constructive issues to a target audience rather than just entertainment. As the rainy season intensifies across the country, health experts say parents should consult the hospital with their offspring in case they contract a cold or cough instead of relying on herbal remedies. These stories and more right ahead. Some content creators in Douala are calling for more educational and informative content on social media rather than just entertainment. Though they make money from this work, they are worried about the dangers, especially from young people who use these platforms to show bad behavior and neglect their studies. Madonkwele Bezatie spoke to some of these social media actors to learn about their activities. Here is her report.
The majority of contents created and viewed on social media platforms greatly revolve around clashes between individuals, challenges and gossips commonly referred to as japap, with many youths involved in all these. Some content creators in Douala hold that content should revolve around constructive topics to a target audience, which is their main focus. Akazu, Skill Cat, and the one with the braids are content creators. I give tips on how to take pictures or videos. I am not into all these buzz stuff like many. I think there is more to content creation than such.
I like to take care of myself, everything concerning beauty. If I have a new product, I would like to share with my audience.
My content is to educate, make people laugh, or attract potential clients for my business. It's mostly to advise people using humor on relationships and social life. Despite the fact that they make some money from this activity, they are conscious of the dangers of social media and some of its contents on youth, who they suggest need great supervision. I was a director in web designing, then quit my job to focus on this content creation, and it's been 13 months. Content creation is what has been helping me so far to take care of myself through deals and advertisements of my products. One can emerge if he has good content. Many people don't see this aspect, but only focus on futile stuffs and nudity.
How we get money is actually by making deals, partnerships with brands, with enterprises, local brands, or even international brands. We have children creating content, that's for sure. The parents should be the ones supervising all that. Everyone somehow can create content, but children should be managed by adults.
A call on all to act and spread responsible traits which can better mold the youths. Madonkwele Bezatie, CRTV News, Douala.
On to one of our headlines. Parents have been advised by medical experts in Bamenda to always consult the hospital when their children contract cold or cough, despite the availability of herbal remedies. The recommendation comes as the region experiences an increase in cases of cold in children during the rainy season months. Fela Kizia Fonja reports on the importance of seeking professional medical care for children's respiratory illness during the rainy season.
Battling cold and cough in Bamenda's chilly rainy season, parents in this cold, damp climate are working overtime to keep their children healthy.
I already have a backup plan. I've bought liter cold, cough syrup or paracetamol, Ferragan and all of that, because sometimes the child has a cold and then runs temperature. So I already have a backup to ensure that each time I sense that the child is catching a cold or having cough, I just do first aid.
I think I do mostly observation. I first of all use the home remedy, and if it is not getting better, it means that there should be, say, a virus, a bacteria. Children need to be well taken care of, especially during this period of the rainy season. And when you suspect that your child has cough, if you try the home remedy and it's not going, I think you should go to the hospital.
The rainy months from June to September are always the worst childhood illnesses, like colds and coughs, says Ma, a mother of three who relies more on herbal remedies.
Basically, while growing up, what I I used is Masopo. Do not encourage kids with me to go to the pharmacy to get any medicine. It's either we use Masopo or ginger or garlic.
Health experts say despite the availability of traditional herbal remedies passed down through generations which play an important role, parents should still consult the hospital.
Before we got introduced to the medications or what we call the white man's medicine, we've always taken care of our health condition through the use of remedies. They have their place, but we advise against constant use of herbal remedies because it's not controlled. So generally, I would advise parents, your child is not well, you should take them to the health facility.
As the rain continues to fall, parents across the Northwest region will continue their tireless efforts to keep their little ones healthy and happy, no matter how cold and miserable the rainy season may be. For the regional news in Bamenda, I am Fela Kezia Fonja.
From Bamenda to Buya, where drug consumption by some youths in that part of the country has become a serious security and health problem, health experts and members of the community are condemning this phenomenon. In the following report, Nora Akokebi tells us about the devastating effects on drug consumers.
Many complaints have been arising from parents, educators and the society at large on the excessive consumption of sachet whiskies. As to why youths consume it, Delphine, a 23-year-old inhabitant in the small support locality, considers it as a stress relief.
The things that made me to consume fighter because what I've passed through, hard life, my husband abandoned me with the pregnancy.
On the other hand, Dr. Jean-Claude, Chief of Service of the Addictology Unit at the Buya Regional Hospital, says the consumption of this crude drink has grave consequences.
The person will have brain problem. With them also, the thing can attend the liver. You can have a kidney problem. At time, when you are consuming too much, you are not being concentrated to your study. That is among the youth. But the behavior also changes. You can see somebody who is high consumer. With time, maybe it can be violent, aggressive towards family member or friends also.
As an initial step towards finding lasting solutions, Dr. Jean-Claude suggests measures to curb the high consumption rate.
If you have children who are consuming, it's better to warn them to stop. Or when they reach the level that the person is violent or has abnormal behavior, it's good to carry those people to go for consultation in any health facilities.
Parents and caregivers are therefore advised to monitor their children closely, to notice when they start taking drugs and act fast.
You're listening to the regional news on the national station of the CRTV. How often do you have a balanced breakfast? If it is on a daily basis, then nutritionists in Bafusam say you are on the right track and it is good for your health. They, however, warn that those who fail to eat a square meal, with the most important being breakfast, are more likely to suffer from gastritis, obesity and other related diseases. Kelvin Nembo tells us more.
It is often called the most important meal of the day, yet neglected by many in Bafusam town. They have varied reasons.
Most of the times, I take my breakfast. Sometimes, I don't eat in the morning because I feel like I'm going to be heavy throughout the day since I have to move from one area to another. It really weighs on me. Sometimes, at some point, you get weak.
I don't take breakfast often. Like in a week, I can take breakfast just when I'm chance.
At times I'm very busy, at times I forget going to school, at times you need to catch up with classes and you only see yourself about 1 p.m. You have something to eat by then.
Nutritionists have warned that when a person begins his or her day without eating a balanced breakfast, the consequences are far-reaching. Stephanie Lilly, nutritionist.
The probability of developing obesity, because sometimes when we don't eat in the morning, we have the tendency of eating much in the afternoon and in the evening. And especially in the evening, we don't do a lot of exercise or we don't have a lot of work to do. Secondly, there are the risk of developing gastritis, but of lacking minerals and vitamins that are essential for us because we need them in order to work. So when we don't eat in the morning, we don't provide them, and we provide them late in the afternoon or the evening when they are not really required.
They advise people, whether young or old, to have a balanced breakfast because it contains essential nutrients vital for the body to function properly.
It's really important because it provides vitamins and minerals which are essential for you to be in good health. The breakfast should consist of starchy foods, fruits and vegetables that will bring vitamins, minerals, that will bring fibers for good digestion, and also proteins that will permit you to build your muscles and give you energy for the day.
Skipping breakfast means that one will be literally running on empty, like a car with no petrol. When that happens, it is certain the body will malfunction. Kelvin Nembo for the regional news in Bafusam.
And we come back to the center region, precisely in Yaoundé, where the seasonal sale of plums by some students has been identified as a lively business expected to help them raise money and better prepare for the upcoming school year. Many of the young vendors have attested that they are trying to make ends meet, even though plums can be rare and expensive in the area. Lekiate Gechut Asongazi of CRTV Center reports on this seasonal entrepreneurial activity among the students of Yaoundé.
It is no longer news that most markets in Yaoundé and other towns of the center region are currently flooded with plums and maize. Some holiday makers have seized this opportunity to keep themselves busy, reason why there has been an increase in the number of children selling plums along the streets in the nation's political capital.
Every holidays I sell plums to have my own money and to help my parents for my school fees. I'm doing this business with my little sister. When the plums are ready, she put them on a plate and walk with it around the market. I sell one plum for 100 and plantain for 50 francs. So by the day, I can have 4,000 or 5,000 francs.
Though a very lucrative business, these students, like this lower seat girl, Nadesh, say the plums are expensive because they are rare.
This year, there aren't enough plums. Plums are very expensive and we can't afford them. But we make do with the little that God gives us. Sometimes I go to the market and I can't find the plums. So I have to go home to rest and go out very early the next day.
The seasonal sales of plums has become another source of revenue for holiday makers to make some bricks business and support their parents, better prepare them for back to school. Lekiate Gertrude Asongazi, Regional News Center.
Before we go, a reminder of our headlines. Content creators in the littoral region have emphasized that content published on the various social media handles should revolve around constructive issues to a target audience rather than just entertainment. And as the rainy season intensifies across the country, health experts say parents should consult the hospital with their offspring in case they contract a cold or cough instead of relying on herbal remedies. My name is Kelly Eben. Thanking you.